the rest of the story. It's the great Jekyll and Hyde of American geography, Niagara Falls. Like the mythical siren on the rocks, this unquestionably thrilling and beautiful natural wonder has enticed honeymooners and death defiers alike for more than 100 years. But if the falls are a lulling lover, they are an even more effective killer. Captain Matt Webb, first man to swim the English Channel, tried swimming the rapids below the falls in the summer of 1883. He died. But the tragedy that ought to have discouraged challengers only encouraged them, and so dawned the era of the barrel. Some of the daredevils survived the 17-story drop from the top of the falls, some did not. But of all who went over, there was one unquestionable king, one most amazing conqueror of the Killer Falls, and his name was Roger Woodward, and his story is the rest of the story. Now, if you're going to make it through the river, over the top and down at Niagara, or merely through the Whirlpool Rapids nearby, what you do it in makes all of the difference. Not any bright idea will save you. In 1888, a fellow named Robert Flack built a sort of boat, the hull of which was lined with what he called a secret filling. The secret filling was excelsior and wood chips. Flack never made it back. And if a vessel works once, it's hardly a guarantee. A Philadelphia barrel maker named Carlisle Graham constructed a special barrel for Niagara, and he put his life on the line, and he survived. But then years later, a woman named Maud Willard went over the falls in the same barrel and was killed. And you should see how some of those Niagara barrels were built. All kinds of fancy braces and padding inside, kind of like Stone Age space capsules. And then along came Roger Woodward, the undisputed foremost conqueror of the Killer Falls. His perilous journey over the very top of the horseshoe took place in July 1960. There ought to have been quite a crowd present, but there was not. Those who were there would never forget the sight. First the plunge, then the anxious moments before Woodward resurfaced. Finally, the triumphant climb aboard the sightseeing boat made of the mist. Woodward was examined at a local hospital, declared in fine condition. It was a rough trip, he told the media, and that was not a surprising comment, considering that Roger Woodward's survival equipment for negotiating the turbulence and for making that incredible 17-story fall was a life preserver, swim trunks, and a pair of soggy sneakers, nothing more. And thus was crowned Niagara's king in the record books, the only person ever to survive the falls without a specially constructed vessel. By the way, it was utterly unintentional. Roger Woodward had only been sightseeing. He had been in a boat on the river up top when the boat capsized. And that's when he drifted out and down. On the day Killer Niagara turned lover as never before, reaching out her arms, embracing a creature who had never meant to defy her, Roger Woodward, age 7. And now you know the rest of the story.